We're in Hilchas Netilas Hadayim Siman Kuf Samach. We're up to Sif Yud Beis, and that's what we'll be doing today. Hasheleg v'haborod v'hakfor v'haglid. Snow, hail, sleet, and what's glid? Pirish hamayim hanikfim mirov hakor. Water that is solidifying, water that is freezing. V'hamelach and salt. Imriskon, if one mashed them, achenasu mayim, until they turn to water. Not l'nehem, you're allowed to use them for netilas yadayim, v'tov l'mahem, and you can also do tvila in them, im yesh pehem kashir. You can just stick your hands into them, be makayim tvila yadayim instead. Now, the Mishtabura already points out that, first of all, melach, salt, could not be used for netilas yadayim. If we already saw that salt water is not good for netilas yadayim, then how could salt itself be good for netilas yadayim? So he says that salt is only good for tvilas yadayim. So the halacha then is that you can wash in snow, but it says here that it's dafki if you dissolve it, dafki if you turn it into liquid. Now, with regard to snow, that's only for netila. With regard to tvila in snow, if you don't have a choice, you can just stick your hands into the solid snow, as long as it is connected to 40 saw of snow. Now, in that 40 saw of snow, the shape is irrelevant. It means it can be very thin, just it goes over a wide area. And because of that, it adds up to 40 saw. However, it can't be too thin. It's got to be that it can cover both of your hands. You can stick both of your hands into it, and they're completely covered at once. Further now, Yesh Misha Omer She'ein Etilas Mayim Rishonim Ela B'Mayim Bilvad. The first daya here holds that you cannot use wine or fruit juice for netilas yadayim. It's got to be mayim, absolute water. All these other things are also water. We call sea salt salt. We call water. Snow we call water. But something other than water, such as wine and fruit juice, would not be included. And this day holds that it's because we learn it as an asmacht of the pasuk of yodav lo shotaf b'mayim. It says water dafka. The Yesh Omim, the second day of hold, Shayayin Kushal and Atilas Yadayim, that wine is Kushal and Atilas Yadayim, Lav Dafka wine, it means even wine, we're going to see. This day of holds that wine and certainly fruit juice is Kushar, Bein Nosn L'Tocho Mayim, Bein Lo Nosn L'Tocho Mayim, whether or not you've put water into it. Ela Shasir Lasas Kein L'Chatchila, Kadesh Lo Yekim Zalzul B'Davar Choshav, Shenishtana Li'ilui, it's not right to go use wine because wine is so choshev that it, when you take grape juice and turn it into wine, it gets a special bracha. As a result of it, we say that's a shir. Excuse me, when you take the grape and you squeeze it out and you turn it into wine, it gets a special bracha of bar priya gofen. So it's a zilzal in it by using that for netilas yadayim. Now, according to this opinion, it would be mutter in fruit juice, because fruit juice is just charcoal. Now, why isn't this bizui ochlin? So it says because this is a tzorach, it's a need of a human being. It's not derech ibud, it's derech netila. So the halach is it's mutter. Just that this daya holds that you're not supposed to be using wine. So according to the first daya, all you could use is water, mitzad hilchas netilas yadayim. According to the second daya, wine and fruit juice is kosher in netilas yadayim. Just don't use wine. The third daya, yeah, there's another thing within this daya. The Rama mentions v'yeshomim dafki yain lavon aval adam lo. There's this daya that holds that even if you could use wine, that's only white wine, but not red wine, because it's considered shinui mara, that it's changed its color. Now, the daya that holds that it's not a problem, the Ramah just brings this as a Yesh Omrim, that daya holds that since its natural color is red, it's not a Shini Mara. Says the Mishnah Brura, if white wine was colored, you put food coloring into white wine for the sake of making it red, l'chol adeyas it's pasul f'natilas yudayim machma Shini Mara. Now comes the next daya. The Yesh Misha Omer shekol mei peris ru'im l'natilas yudayim b'shas adchak. This third day holds that although wine is not good, but fruit juice is good. Meaning, wine is not mayim, it has a different shame. It's called yayin. Whereas all other fruit juice is just called water. It's the water of the fruit, and therefore it's mutter. Now, it's only b'shas adchak, you don't do it l'chatchila, but according to this daya, the halacha is that it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Brura, this is what you should do b'shas adchak. But it's interesting. He says that you should only, if you do this, if you're washing your hands in fruit juice, you cannot make a bracha, and should you later get hold of water, you're supposed to use the water. Wash your hands again using the water. Says the Rama, Avachoshkin, Namutalid, Lyoda, Bashas, Adchak, Beshecher, O Medvash, and Vusholim, the Ikran Mayim. Whereas if you're talking about beer or mead, you can use either one of them for Natilla Sedayim because they're essentially water. And there's no real shinui mara, even though it's not pure water, because it got better. It's water that you got better. So according to the Rama, even if you hold you can't use fruit juice, you're certainly allowed to use beer and mead. The Mishnah Brura brings down that the gra is cholik, and he says that this is called a shinui mara, and it's not kashal in tilos yadayim. So that means we have a machlokas, since we're learning that in all other stuff and all other the fruit juices. If you have no other water, you can do netila in them, but you couldn't make a bracha. And if you later get hold of water, you'd be mechuyev to. According to the Ramah, this would not apply to beer. You can just wash in beer if necessary. The gra would be cholik, and say that here too, you should wash without a bracha. And if you get hold of other water, you would indeed have to wash a second time.